What's going on, y'all? It's the Girl Dad Podcast. Your boy Shaq here. Hope everyone is doing well, staying safe during a pandemic and all this stuff going on in the world today. I know it would be easy for me to talk about a lot of the current stuff happening today. And while I have talked about it on different platforms, friends of mine have invited me to speak on some of the stuff happening in our country today, specifically with the George Floyd incident. Rest in peace. But today I want to talk about something that I actually been wanting to talk about this for a couple months now. And, you know, a lot of the things that I talk about is either fueled by my life experiences, whether current or past, or sometimes something that I see that's interesting, either on the news, social media, TV, radio, online on the internet. There's a lot of things that kind of pull my interest. And recently I was reading on a news article. I can't remember which one. It's probably either CNN or Fox or something like that. And I read how during this pandemic, during this time, there were a lot of mothers that are having to give birth alone, right? Or having to, you know, go through this process by themselves as far as giving birth to their child. And, you know, as I thought about it, I was like, man, that's so tough. Like, that's like, it's I can't even imagine what that looks like. I can't even imagine what that feels like. I can't even imagine just the stress and the frustration and the emotions that a mother would go through during a time like this when carrying child. But you know, that's not really what I'm going to talk about today. Like, I'm not going to talk about that as far as the pandemic is concerned. But as I was reading this article about how pregnant women are affected a lot by this quarantine thing that we're dealing with, I thought about, you know, how many women I know, how many women I know, and how many women in the world. And again, I'm not an expert on women. I'm not an expert on the anatomy and biology and all this other stuff. And a lot of times, honestly, I try to stay away from topics that I feel like women should address, just because I feel like a woman's voice on woman topics is just better. It's more powerful, and there's more knowledge and wisdom to it that will help people understand more than just this random guy on a podcast talking about it. But the reason I want to talk about it is because I believe that as men, we need to be held accountable. We need to step up. We need to do better. And I'm not saying that there aren't men out there that, you know, aren't doing their thing. I know a lot of great men, young men and older men, that are wonderful fathers, wonderful husbands, wonderful boyfriends, wonderful brothers, just great men. But like I said, as I was reading this article, and it was about the pandemic, and then I started to think about all of my friends and all of my family members and everybody that I know that have been through a pregnancy alone, right? And I thought about my life, right? I thought about me being a husband, me having five beautiful, 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 beautiful daughters. And I thought to myself, like, what would life really, really, really look like if I wasn't there? Like, and so I started to look up some statistics, and please, I'm not going to be here dropping statistics on you all day, because there's so much. Like, when I tell y'all, like, there's so much statistics on how women, or what women deal with during pregnancy. Like, the statistics, it's like, it's too much to even like name and state on this one segment and episode right here. And so I want you to do the research on your own. I want you to educate yourself. I want you to go online and start typing up some of these statistics and some of the information that's out there as it pertains to our pregnant sisters. But anyway, I started to think about how pregnancy is such a sensitive, it's such a delicate, it's such an important part of a woman's life. And so I know for me, you know, when my wife was pregnant with any one of our girls, I knew that it was very important for me to be there. It was very important for me to be there. And the whole purpose of this podcast, the whole purpose of this episode right here, y'all, is for me to encourage my brothers to really be there. Like, it is just as important for you to be there during pregnancy than it is for you to be there when the child is born. Why do I believe that? Because there is so much stuff happening within the 9 months of pregnancy. Like, there's just, it's so much stuff. As I begin to research and as I even, you know, experienced it within my own life and having my own family, there's just so much that goes on in a woman's body, within their minds and their emotions. There's just so much going on, and things are just all over the place. And when you're alone and going through that, I can only imagine that brings extra stress. And so as I'm reading the statistics, y'all, as I'm reading the information that's out there on the internet about the percentage of women that experience not only postpartum depression, but prenatal depression, women that go through depression and stress and mental health issues while they are pregnant. And then looking at the statistics on how many mothers get that depression because they feel alone in the process. And so, you know, again, I'm not an expert, but I know for me that when Aria was pregnant, she was going through so many emotions, right? She was going through so many thoughts. Number one, there's a certain type of fear that a woman has anytime there is a child in it. You know what I'm saying? In their body, like, there's a whole human being in your body, and in your mind, not only are you thinking about being the best mother that you can be, but you're also thinking about the fact that, like, giving birth is life and death. Like, giving birth is a life and death situation. It is not a game. Not only are you thinking about that, but your body is changing every single day. There's different things happening to your body that never happened before. So you're going through all of these changes that in all your life you never went through. Fellas, I want y'all to hear me. I want y'all to think about this. This is so important. Why is this important? Because we don't got to go through that. We don't got to go through that. And there's so much happening while our ladies are pregnant. And so there's the emotional aspect of, yo, I'm getting ready to have this baby. I'm fearful of giving birth. I gotta be a good mother to this kid. Not only that, but there is, you know, whether there's financial issues, whether there's issues going on within the relationship between the husband and wife, or the boyfriend and girlfriend, or the whoever's having a kid, like. There's so much going through a mother's mind, because naturally mothers are nurturers, right? They nurture, and they're super caring for their children, towards their children. And so once you see, it's a little different. And I had to put myself in my wife's shoes. And I said to myself, with my first daughter, because I saw that once she found out she was pregnant, she automatically became a mother. And I saw that, and it encouraged me. And I told myself, yo, I have to become a father right now. Like, before she pushes, before she gives birth, before this baby, before I'm able to hold this baby in my hand, I have to hold this baby in my heart. Before I'm able to hold this baby in my hand, I have to hold this baby in my heart. And in order for me to hold this baby in my heart, I have to take care of the woman that is carrying this baby. So not only are they going through these thoughts, but they have these hormonal imbalances because there's so much going on within the body. And so the hormones are going crazy. And so sometimes you're feeling a certain way and there's mood swings and you don't even know why the mood swings are the way they are. You don't know why the emotions are the way they are. You don't know why you're having these thoughts. You don't know why you're having these feelings because your body is changing. And I couldn't help but to think, how could someone do this alone? Okay, so we dealt with the mental, we dealt with the emotional and those hormonal imbalances and changes. But then there's the physical, right? You have to walk around with a big old baby in your body every single day, uncomfortable when you're laying down, uncomfortable when you're walking around, uncomfortable when you're using the bathroom, uncomfortable when you hot, uncomfortable when you cold, just uncomfortable. Just uncomfortable. And so I thought to myself again, how could someone do this alone? And I said, and I know this was God telling me this. Like, God pretty much told me, like, as brothers, we got to do better. We can't leave the queens carrying the future all alone in this fight. It is very, very, very important that when you find out your lady is pregnant, it is very important that you become a father right away, because she becomes a mother right away. So Shaq, what are some of the things you do? Because you on here telling us that we can, I'm just saying, I'm not an expert, but what I am saying is that it's very important for you to be there. When you find out that your lady is pregnant, when you find out that amazing news, that exciting news, right? It is very important that you do not neglect her. It is very important that you do not neglect her, because what happens is that when you neglect her, you're adding more to everything that she got to deal with. You just added more stress. You just added more frustration. You just added more emotional pain. Like, you just adding more. You're just adding more. So what do I do? I'm glad you asked. Me personally, like I said, I'm not an expert, but there are some things that I love to do. And the thing that I love to do the most is ask questions. When your lady is pregnant, it is very important for you to ask questions. What do you need? How can I help? What do you need is so important, because she may not have an answer, but at least she knows that you care. She might, at that moment, she might not even know what she needs, because there's just so much going on in her head and her heart and in her body. She just doesn't know what she needs at that moment. But what she does need every moment and every second and every just throughout the whole journey, what she does need is for you to be there, is for you to care, is for you to be loving, is for you to be kind, is for you to be patient. And so I ask questions. Another question I ask is, what can I help with? How can I, you know what I'm saying? Like, what can I help with, whether it's around the house, whether it's with the other kids, whether it's with whatever, there's a task that needs to be done that she, you know, doesn't feel up to doing because she's tired, she's drained. And you got to understand, like, during pregnancy is like, you could have done nothing for the whole day and you just start feeling weary. You know what I'm saying? Again, I'm choppy in everything that I say, because I want to say it the right way, and I don't want to sound like I'm an expert on how women feel. I'm really not. I'm just speaking from my experiences. I'm just speaking from the little that I do know. And so what am I saying? What am I encouraging my brothers to do? What am I encouraging my brothers to do? I'm encouraging us to step up and to be there because our mothers are important. Their mental health is important. And when I looked up the statistics, y'all, and I know I keep talking about the statistics, but it was the statistics that really popped out at me. When I looked at the statistics, there are too many mothers that get pregnant and have to live out their entire pregnancy by themselves. It's not fair. I'm sure it's not fun. And I'm sure it's depressing. Like at that moment, you got to understand, at that moment, you got to understand that it's not about you right now. Like I know that some of us guys, we're so used to it being about us. We're so used to being the center of attention. And now there's a child. Like you just got to understand that it's not about you because you ain't got to give birth. Okay? You don't got to go through the pain. You don't got to go through the mental weight. You don't got to go through the emotional burden. You don't got to go through feeling uncomfortable. You don't got to go through feeling like you out of breath all the time. You don't have to go through the pain, the cramps, the Braxton Hicks, all these other things. Like, you don't have to go through it. So the least you can do is be there. That's the least you can do. Now there's other stuff that you can do to add on to being there, but the first step is to make a conscious decision within your mind that I'm not going to let her go through this by herself. I want you to think about all the women you know. I want you to look up the statistics. I want you to think about all your friends, all your family, and I want you to think about how many women you know that went through a 9-month pregnancy or however many months, because I know it varies, you know, depending on the situation. But there are too many of our mothers that have to go through being pregnant all alone. Sometimes, you know, and just in my situation, I realized that there were some times where she just needed a hug. There were some times where she just needed me to fulfill one of her cravings. Sometimes it was just prayer. Sometimes it was just me sitting there, being in the vicinity, and just trying my best to be her peace. They have to do the hard work. The least we can do is be there. And so I'm just challenging. I'm making a challenge to everyone that will hear this, every man that will hear this. I'm making a challenge to you that when you get somebody pregnant, don't just wait till you see the baby to be a father, but be a father once you get the news. Ask questions. Be attentive. Be a student. That's one of the things that I did. You know, I became a student, and my wife had this app, and on the app we would, you know, a lot of y'all know the app. You would learn about what your baby is doing during this week, and you would see the size of the baby during this week. And you know, I would ask questions like, you know, has the baby done anything new? And she would say, yes, it's kicking, it's moving around this way, it's laying on this side, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, just different things. It's a cool journey, y'all. This isn't going to be a long episode. I knew it wasn't going to be a long episode, but this is my podcast, and I just wanted to say what I had to say, right? I could do that because it's mine. I could do that because it's mine. So, fellas, I just want to encourage y'all to be there. And ladies, continue to be strong. We salute y'all. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. What y'all do is not easy. And I'm excited for a new wave of fathers to come through and just crush the game. Because I believe the future is bright. So that's all I got for y'all today. You are tuned in to the Girl Dad Podcast. Peace.